This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. DeAndrea Nichols of St. Louis connects people through art. Nichols has always drawn on her art background to design community projects. Now the 26-year-old uses her new master's degree in social work to create an environment for their success. Nichols' nonprofit organization called Catalysts by Design fostered the creation of a basketball hoop trash can in Pagedale that makes a game out of throwing away litter. But another basketball-themed endeavor in Greensboro, Alabama, didn't go as well. Nichols was the only person of color working in the predominantly black lower-income community. The well-meaning group also encountered several other problems. The failed endeavor, however, eventually led the Memphis native to Washington University's Brown School of Social Work. Nichols talked with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about the fiasco and its silver lining.
What we did was take materials that were recently destroyed in a series of tornadoes that had hit that area, and we turned them into basketball backboard. And we had children from the neighborhood who were working with us on the project, but when it came time to install the hoops into the neighborhoods, no one had talked to the neighbors. This man drove up in his pickup truck, and he gets out of the truck, and he's just screaming and cursing. And he's like, take that S-word down. Take it down now. And what evolved from that experience was a conversation with the same man and other members of his neighborhood. And we learned that we had made a lot of faulty assumptions about what they wanted. What this man revealed to us was that they had purposefully taken basketball backboards and basketball goals out of the parks, because basketball goals brought violence, brought loud noise, brought public sex, brought a dangerous, violent environment for the neighborhood.
So that was a big lesson, and you found a way to not make that mistake
right,
again?
Right, yes. I was so traumatized and so embarrassed from that experience as someone who has lived in poverty, as someone who is a person of color, as someone who also shares that type of protectiveness over my community and my space. And I knew then and there that there were certain competencies that I wanted to strengthen for myself. I'm proud to say that every project that I have led since coming to the Brown School has not deterred into that type of negative experience.
Do you see yourself staying in St. Louis?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that I feel like I am in St. Louis for a very unique purpose. There are so many cultural festivals here in this city that it blows my mind sometimes. But in addition to that, this is a city that also has its wealth of problems and its wealth of challenges. And those same things that I love about the city are also the same opportunities that I see within these challenges. It's like, well, if the city is divided, what are the ways that we can use our love for festivals and fairs to bridge that divide? What are the ways that, you know, we can use the art or other means of living as a way to address all of the health and mental health issues that people are facing within the city? In addition to that, I would say that I am still very young, and eventually I know that I don't want to limit myself to just one place when the world is so vast.